hidden treasures. In Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians 2 verse 3. The man or woman that has been placed in Christ is indeed blessed beyond compare. For hidden within Christ is a great treasure trove of all wisdom and all knowledge. Christ, the third person of the Trinity, was made man and became God incarnate. Christ was Son of Man who was born. Yet he was Son of God who was given. The fullness of deity dwells in Christ, and in him is all wisdom and knowledge. All that God is and all that God knows is present in the person of Christ Jesus. The essence of all that is God is discovered in the fullness of the Lord Jesus. The essential attributes that are unique to the Father are exclusive to the Son. With our finite minds, we are incapable of understanding the essence of infinite God. Nevertheless, all the wisdom and knowledge of God is hid in Christ in its entirety. Man, a fallen creature, was incapable of meeting and communing with a holy God. But God, in his mercy and love, revealed himself in Christ Jesus, in his fullness. The eternal, self-existent, holy God clothed himself in flesh to reveal himself to man. The sovereign Creator chose to unveil himself to you and me in time-space history. The absolute Lord of the universe came to dwell with us in the form of mortal flesh, and all the essential and unique characteristics of God are contained in Christ. The self-existent Christ is absolute and complete in all aspects of his causeless being. The immutable Christ is absolute truth, entirely dependable, totally faithful and true. The infinite Christ has limitless knowledge, immeasurable power, perpetual presence. And in Christ are hidden all the treasures of God's eternal wisdom and knowledge. His love is endless, and scoops into its skirts boundless mercy and eternal grace. His immeasurable holiness acts in absolute righteousness and unquestionable justice. The fullness of God has been manifested in the self-revelation of himself in Christ. And in him are hidden all the treasures of God's eternal wisdom and knowledge. Oh, the man or woman that has been placed in Christ is indeed blessed beyond compare. For hidden within Christ is a great treasure trove of all wisdom and all knowledge. So what are we who are in Christ to do with this astonishing privilege we have? Well, Paul tells us in simple language. First, since we received Christ Jesus the Lord, we are to continue to depend on him. We are to live in vital union with him and remain in utter dependence upon him. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him. Second, since we are in Christ, we are to keep on being built up and strengthened in the faith. We are to remain firm in the faith and overflow with thanksgiving and praise to him. Having been firmly rooted, and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude. Third, we are to be careful that we are not enslaved through human philosophy. We are not to be influenced by the empty deceit that saturates human tradition. We are not to adopt the basic principles of the world instead of those of Christ. Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that comes from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. Fourth, we are to accept who we are in Christ and the position we have in him. We are not to adopt any of the false religious notions that deny Christ's deity. We are to trust the scriptures as truth that has been given to us by Almighty God. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in human form. Fourth, we are to know and accept that we are complete in Christ and need nothing more. We are to recognize Christ as the full and final authority over all rule and principalities. We are to trust all that Scripture tells us of the treasures that are contained in Christ. For you are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority, principality and power. Well, the man or woman that has been placed in Christ is indeed blessed beyond compare. For hidden within Christ is a great treasure trove of all wisdom and all knowledge. The main doctrine that is under attack today is the indisputable deity of Christ. If Christ were not fully deity, he could not have paid the price for our sins. If Christ were not fully God, he could not have broken the power of sin in our life. Christ is fully God, and he is fully man, and in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Oh, with our finite mind, we are incapable of understanding the essence of infinite God. Nevertheless, all the wisdom and knowledge of God are hid in Christ in its entirety. Let us take time to mine out those hidden treasures by getting to know him more.